I'm Chris Hagen. For those who don't know, I've been a language coach for many years. In my career, I've taught a wide variety of people, from famous singers and radio presenters to doctors, uni students, and yes, even desperate housewives trying to find an English lover. I've finally decided to share my thoughts, tips, and tricks with the world. Also, check out my YouTube channel if you want to see my ugly mush. So let's kick off this podcast with a great jingle.
Doesn't matter where you are, in the car or at the bar, here for you comes in your ears, another word for thanks is cheers. Here's the new kid from the block, here for you around the clock, sharing all his English tips. Chris
is an anagram of risk.
Chris.
Hello. Hi.
We're back. And I want to ask you, Ayo, to start off. It was hi. You're doing some yo-yo.
Yo. Welcome back to this podcast.
English Uncovered with Ayo and Chris.
Woo.
I put you first because I'm a gentleman.
Oh, thank you.
All the feminists out there will be complaining. Why you put the woman first? You should be
because we know everything.
Okay, cryo is not really nice. Or Iris. Don't like any of them. No, sorry, Chris and Ayo. Ayo and Chris, whatever. We are here anyway.
Yes,
I want to ask you, what was your experience of teaching kids like?
Oh, goodness.
Be honest now. They're not listening to this because they're probably too young to use podcasts.
I loved working with children.
You liar. You bloody liar.
No, honestly, I do. Children are absolutely amazing. They're just pure. They're so honest with you. They're brutally honest. So, you know, they will tell you as they see it. And it's amazing to watch children grow and to expand and to do things that
the mind expands, not the children getting fatter. But also, I mean, if you're around them, you keep feeding them. Yeah.
Their mind expanding, and it's great. It's a great job to work with children. It's also a big responsibility. Mm-hmm. A lot of parents think, oh, teachers are just there to like
babysit.
But a lot of the times, you know, you're their nurse, you're their mediator, you're there to protect them, you're there to safeguard them. There's so many things that go into working with children other than teaching them. There's a lot.
And sometimes you can have a better conversation with a kid than with the parents.
Oh my goodness, yes. The amount of conversations I've had with children, that has been the highlight of my day. It's so funny, like the things they come up with.
What are the funniest things that they've ever said to you that you can remember?
Well, I was working at this preschool, and one of the children, somebody got engaged. Mm. One of the staff members got engaged, and she was telling them about the engagement.
Mm. And she was all happy, I guess.
Yeah, she was. Show off.
I'm sure your ring is bigger. Yeah.
And she said to them, and she was telling them the concept of the wedding ring, and they were asking her, how come the man doesn't get a ring? And I was like, that's such a good question.
It's a very good question.
They just kept asking her this question. Yeah.
Where's your husband's ring?
Yeah, they were like, does your husband get a ring too? And she's like, no. And she's trying to explain it to them. No, he doesn't. But that's not nice. That's not sharing. I'm like, yeah, you got that right. How come you get a ring and he doesn't get a ring? I'm like, fair enough.
I never actually thought of that. But kids asking this, things that we wouldn't even think of saying. But when they say it, you think, it's a good point.
It is.
And what's the worst thing a kid ever said to you?
Mr. Kinche, do you know that your legs are massive?
Really?
I'm like, yes, because I've been going to the gym.
It looks like my mommy's leg. And my mommy said her legs are wobbly because she's fat.
See, they have no filter. It's like no filter on Instagram. Isn't it? Jesus. But apart from the funny things that they say, what is the positives and the negatives of working with kids? Apart from cleaning the bum when they've been to the toilet?
And we don't actually, well, it depends. If you're working in the nursery, I'll start with the negative. The negative is the long hours, especially if you're working in preschool or nurseries in England. The hours are really long, and parents don't understand how intense, especially in England, parents don't understand how much work goes into looking after their child for the day. they think you're just there playing with them, but there's a lot
throwing a ball.
Yes, there's a lot happening, and also it's not just their child there. There's 20, 30 children in one room. It's a lot, and I think they don't appreciate them, and they don't get paid enough.
Yeah, and so the thing you just said, they don't appreciate you in the sense that they're adults. They've had a baby.
Yeah.
They find it difficult to cope with the one. They send it to you and you have 20.
Yeah.
And then they treat you like poo.
Yeah.
It's not really nice, is
it? To be fair, like some parents understand. Some parents are amazing. You have amazing parents. But you know what? The hardest parents to have are the ones that actually work in the education.
Education
industry. They're so bad.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's because they feel like they know it all as well. They're like, oh, I've done it. I know
and
it.
And probably they're getting treated like crap as well in some places. Right?
Yeah.
And the positives?
Just the children. The children are great. The conversations you have, well, if you're with age groups that can speak. Yeah. The conversations you have are amazing. And what I love the most was that I can teach a child how to do something and tomorrow they're teaching their friends how to do that thing. And it's just great to see how they develop over the next couple of years and how they become. And because the early years, I love the early years group because that's where the foundation for their personality of who they're going to become later in life is formed. And it's the most important part of a child's development. And, you know.
So the kids are the best also because you can leave them.
Yeah, you can send them back to their parents at the end of the day, which is great.
At the end of the day, which is great.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Thank you very much for that wonderful insight.
No
What's
problem.
Next then? What's next? Let's have a look.
Just a bit of advert.
Don't forget to follow all our social media accounts. Mondays, we have Business English. Tuesdays, English Uncovered. That's the podcast. Wednesdays, Say It Right. Thursdays, Fun Facts. Fridays, The Penis on the Table. Yes, it is. Saturdays, Sing It Right. And on Sundays, Everyday English. You can find all the links in the description.
She likes to go line dancing 5 days a week. She danced so much she had to get to new knees. Her cheese and onion pie is the very best. Or try her Bakewell tart and forget the rest. La 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 la, her name is Pat. La 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 la, her name is Pat.
Okay, Pat. I just spoke to Io about when she was a school teacher, and I remember that in the past you were a dinner lady. You're only going to correct me, but I don't remember what you're going to correct me with. Dinner lady, it was a
midday assistant.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference was I worked in the dinner break, but we didn't serve out the dinners. We just watched the children line up and see that they were behaving themselves, and sometimes we had.
Did you have a whistle?
Yeah, I did actually.
You had a bit of power.
Yeah, a bit of power. And then sometimes we'd get asked to watch certain children because of what they were eating. You know, they didn't seem
so
to be
eating choke
a lot.
Or die or anything.
Well, no, they'd get the dinners and then but they wouldn't eat it. So I remember once I was told to write, you've got to watch him and write down what he gets for his dinner and what he actually eats.
All right.
You know, so then they could tell
the parents.
Know, yeah, and say, well, he's not really eating because, you know, I mean, his parents had given him the dinner money, but, you know, and then we'd have to, you know, see that the children were behaving, not throwing food at each other, etc.
Because the teachers are busy doing that, probably.
And then when they'd had the lunch, we'd go outside with them then because they'd play then until it was time to go into school.
Mm-hmm. And when it was wet play time, what did you used to do?
Well, then we'd go in the room with them and just
in the classroom.
Yeah, in the classroom and just watch, you know, just keep an eye on them basically and see.
So, what's the positives about working with kids? Did you like it? Or?
Yeah, I did like it actually. I wished actually I'd done it a bit sooner. That not so much be a midday assistant. I used to think I couldn't work with children. I would have liked probably if I'd have done it sooner to have been not a teacher, a teacher's assistant, you know, a classroom assistant.
Ah, okay, right.
When you're helping the teacher out, maybe for the special needs children. Mm-hmm. I'd like to have done that.
Ah, so but like a special needs teacher also.
Yeah, well, yeah, so you're the teacher's...
Special educational needs, yeah. SEN, we used to, yeah. I don't know if it's still called that.
I would have liked to have done something like that, you know, but it was too late for me by the time.
But kids are funny. I mean, I always say about the kids, they come out with funny things.
Yeah,
they say,
some of them were lovely, but of course you always get the naughty ones.
Are there any kids, without saying the names obviously, are there any kids that you remember?
Yeah.
Okay, why do you remember them?
Because one of them was always, she was lovely, and she was always
she was
saying,
lovely.
She was
lovely.
And she was always saying, like, she always, like, made a beeline for me when she came out, you know, and she'd say, oh, Mrs. Jones, and, you know, she would always, and then, like, if she, in school, so if she went in for anything, and one of the others would come out and say, I can't remember her name myself now, but she's saying, she wants Mrs. Jones, I'd go in, and, you know, she'd always ask for me, and, yeah.
Maybe she was a fan of Alice Cooper.
But, you know, she'd always, like, be it's nice if somebody attaches herself to you, you know, and she was a really nice child,
And there are also some wild kids as well.
Oh, yeah, then there's always the ones that, think they can, you know, run rings around you. You
but
know?
Why did you decide to stop?
Well, it was mainly, I mean,
getting wet all the time because it's raining.
Yeah, it was that. And I mean, it was cutting into my day a lot, you know what I mean? I'd gone to do it just for like a bit of extra money and something to do. But it wasn't right near home. It was only for an hour and a quarter a day. Mm-hmm. And so it was it cut into my day really to get there. Sometimes I'd get the bus there, sometimes Bernard would collect me, but then he'd take me or drop me off. Come pick me up, you know, so it was just a bit inconvenient.
That's a rigmarole, you know, to go for an hour and a quarter, you said.
For the time, so I just...
But working with kids, you enjoyed it overall?
Yeah, overall I enjoyed it.
So you prefer working with kids or working with adults?
Oh, well, I think working with adults.
You prefer?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, okay, so...
Yeah, but I didn't have that much experience with the children, did I? Well, for the bit I did, I did enjoy it overall, yeah.
Kids are just difficult when you have to put them on camera. Because they misbehave. When you're trying to do television series, like animals. Kids and animals are the worst.
Don't
know somebody who said kids and animals are the worst things to work with.
Yeah.
I don't remember who it was, but it was.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's not in your future as a teacher?
Oh, no.
All right, see you next week.
Okay. You need to activate your sexy. Activate your sexy. Silk and smooth and snap. Silk and smooth and snap. Now lean with it. Lean. Throw a little sheen in it. Sheen. Say bop, bop, bop. Dishes back. Just a bit of adverts.
Do you have Instagram? Everybody has Instagram these days. Go and follow all our accounts. Chris Hagen Media, Sir K Magazine, Chris Hagen Language Institute, and if you're interested in what I'm getting up to on a daily basis, The Real Chris Hagen. Also TikTok, Chris Hagen Official. Your daily dose of English is in your hands.
Now there was a time when they used to say that behind every great tile there had to be a great Shane.
Shane's back. Hello, Shane.
Hello, everyone again.
We have a question from Enrico. Hello, Enrico. Why don't you live in Dublin?
Good question.
Call yourself an Irishman.
Yes, I bleed green.
really?
I love my city of Dublin. It is still my favourite city in the world. I've loved growing up there and meeting the people that I did. Everybody who's there is great.
Do your ambulances sound like this one?
They have a little bit more of an Irish twang.
Irish twang.
But yes, the reason I left Dublin is simply to explore the world a little bit more, to get a little bit of inspiration. When I finished, I stayed in Dublin until I was 22 or 23. Mm-hmm. Went to school, went to college, did part-time work there. And as soon as college finished, I wanted to branch out a little bit, see a little bit more of the world. And Dublin at that stage had become a little bit dull. I'd seen it all, kind of.
You see it all pretty quickly.
Yeah,
you get on the Lewis and you're done.
You can get around in a couple of days if you really wanted to. So I just wanted to see a little bit more and get a little bit inspired elsewhere, see what else was on offer. And for me, Milan was somewhere that, strange enough, was always on my list. It was either Northern Italy or Southern France. And Aya, who you all know, just happened to be in Milan at the time, so it made sense to move there.
She came before you, in fact.
She came before me. She came a couple of years before me. So we obviously weren't engaged at that point. We were young
and free.
Young and free.
And now you're not. Now you're old and not free.
Tied down now.
Ball and chain. That's a nice expression for a wife. It's really nice. The ball and chain. My God.
Yeah, maybe unfairly used. It could be used on the husband sometimes. But yes, then I went to Milan and met some nice people. It was a place where I probably met a lot of more people in a short space of time than I usually do.
Like a full immersion.
And probably got a better experience than other people who venture out and kind of stick with their friends. It was a bit more being like thrown in the deep end and seeing different things, seeing the Italian culture for what it is, obviously befriending people who were used to living in Milan and Italian people as well, obviously helped with that.
You get more of a real sense of the city as well, rather than being not a tourist, but alone.
Finding those little spots where the tourists don't all pile into is one of
don't
the
say where
things.
Because they'll all start going.
I'll tell you after the show.
Yeah, exactly. Spirit de Milan.
So, it was a nice way to see it, and it was a nice way to get inspired. And I think that's probably how I find myself where I am, because one thing led to another, and you know, it inspired me in a different way than Dublin would. Where Dublin's quite grey, Milan is still quite classical in my eyes, and it's got that old architecture from when Italy was a dominant country, which is maybe not so much anymore, but it's still got that grandioso atmosphere.
Like that wonderful big building that looks like a penis behind it. Yeah. Really does look like a penis. But yeah. Mm. But in the future then, do you think you'll live in Milan again?
It is certainly on the cards. It's on the table.
Literally. I always trying to force you to move back to Milan. How many days have you been in now? Two.
This is our third
and
day.
And I think she spent 48 hours looking for houses in Milan. Yeah.
She is obsessed with houses in Milan, loves it. Mm. So who knows? We might find ourselves back here at some stage.
You never know. Okay, so we'll speak to you again soon. Thank you very much. And we'll see if you find your house in Milan.
Fingers crossed. Mm. Bye.
For Ayo. Shane, Shane, Shane. 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 Shane's so cool. Tickety-boo. Her name is Debbie, posh British lady.
She loves Italian lifestyle more than her tea. Now, back by popular demand, very popular demand, we've had many, many messages, direct messages, saying, but where's Debbie? Why is she not here anymore? So today we have...
Debbie.
Okay, he was just about to take a swig of a tea. And we were talking, and what you bought a book for one of our relatives.
Called The Wonky Donkey.
Called The Wonky Donkey. And we thought, why not start off in a nice way? And Debbie is going to read us the story of...
The Wonky Donkey.
So off you go.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! He only had three legs. He was a wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! He only had three legs and one eye. He was a winky wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw!
Your donkey impression is very good.
He only had three legs, one eye, and he liked to listen to country music. Yee-haw! He was a honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! He only had three legs, one eye, and he liked to listen to country music. And he was quite tall and slim. He was a lanky, honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! And he smelt really, really bad.
Me now in this heat.
He was a stinky, dinky, lanky, honky-donky, winky-wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! He only had three legs, one eye, and he liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim and he smelt really, really bad. And that morning, he got up early and he hadn't had any coffee. He was a cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky, tonky, winky, wonky, donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw! You can join in on the hee-haw.
No, I can't do a donkey impression.
He only had three legs, one eye, and he liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim and he smelt really, really bad. And that morning he got up early and he hadn't had any coffee. And he was always getting up to mischief. He was a hanky-panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky-tonky, winky-wonky-donkey.
Hanky-panky, how nice.
I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw. He only had three legs, one eye, and he liked to listen to country music. He was quite tall and slim and he smelt really, really bad. And that morning he got up early and he hadn't had any coffee. And he was always getting up to mischief. But he was looking quite good-looking. Mm-hmm. So he was a spunky, hanky-panky, cranky, stinky, dinky, lanky, honky-tonky, winky-wonky donkey. I was walking down the road and I saw a donkey. Hee-haw.
Is that the end?
Nice story.
So basically, every one of our listeners around the world who has children can play this to send their kids to sleep.
And tell them to Google it on YouTube and watch it with the grandma, the Scottish grandma who reads it.
Well, you're telling them now. Why do I
need
to tell them?
Well, I'll tell them. I don't know. I've never done this before. So you tell them.
You did it once before, otherwise you wouldn't have fans.
This is true for my millions of fans.
So go on then, tell them about the video.
Oh, no. Tell them to Google YouTube.
Well, you tell them, not tell them.
Okay, right. Google YouTube, the Wonky Donkey Grandma, and you'll get a lovely Scottish...
She's fantastic,
with a very
Scottish woman.
Scottish accent. Grandma, who's trying to read this to her.
So thank you very much. After this popular demand, we have Debbie back. And we've decided we're going to do a couple of more episodes, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to quiz me with your wonderful singing skills.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Okay, so we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Bish, bash, bosh. Well done, Debbie. Ding dong.
Okay, we'll see you all next week. And Ion, now while we go off air, you can explain to me why you're not in any of the class pictures with your kids, considering you love them so much. Bye.
Bye.
Doesn't matter where you are, in the car or at the bar. For you comes in your ears, another word for thanks is cheers. Here's the new kid from the block, here for you around the clock, shining all his English lips. Chris
is an anagram of risk.
Chris.